Harry from Hudson Taylor, welcome to the show.
How are you, Dave? How's it going?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was 2017 when I was working in Tipperary and you guys were starting a nationwide tour. Do you remember live gigs? Remember those things?
Yeah, playing in front of human beings.
That's when we last spoke. That seems like 100 years ago, doesn't it?
It's a very, very different time nowadays.
For somebody who's listening and thinking, Hudson Taylor, I've seen the photographs, I love the music, how do you tell them apart, Dave? How I do it, Harry, is very easy. H for hair in Harry. You're the one with the longer hair and the deadly facial hair that somehow approximates Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man, right?
Haven't heard that before, but okay, I'll take it.
It's not like separating the Gallagher brothers or Jedward, you know?
No, and AA for Alfie is obviously just for awful human beings.
Maybe it is like the Gallagher brothers, I'll take that back.
Only joke.
How has lockdown been, coronavirus? I mean, we talked about gigs not happening anymore. Joking aside, it's been awful for the industry and awful for artists. How have you guys been getting on?
Yes, the Goblin of Uncertain Times, as Blind Boy is calling it on his podcast. It's been grand. I mean, we've been working anyway before the lockdown. We've been kind of working from different countries because Alfie and myself, we were living in the UK from like 2011. Alfie still lives there now. He lives in Brighton. And about 2 years ago, I moved back to Dublin. And so we had been actually working already apart from each other over the last 2 years. We'd obviously come together to do gigs and all that kind of stuff. And in terms of the lockdown, the last 3 months, myself and Alfie have also obviously not seen each other. I actually kind of moved to Berlin in Germany at the start of the lockdown. Not intentionally. I was actually just coming over to visit my girlfriend who lives over here. And I kind of had a ticket for 4 days, 4 or 5 days, because we were about to go and do our whole album tour, because our album came out just at the end of February, which was amazing. It did really well for us, which was super cool. But obviously, we couldn't promote it. We couldn't do anything for it. So I ended up just staying in Berlin there for the last, being here since everything happened. I haven't gone back, so.
Well, congratulations on the album going number one. Fantastic. And
thank you.
Congratulations on the girlfriend as well, because I do remember having that discussion with you in Tipperary in 2017, and we talked about Tinder at the time, so I'm glad you've been able to delete that now.
Yeah, exactly. Good to not have had to brave the whole lockdown on my own. To be honest, you know.
Declan Mean from East Coast FM asked me to mention this to you. He's a big fan, but he said it largely comes from meeting you in a chipper, and there was a lock-in in a chipper in Dublin. Is that true?
Wow.
You guys performed behind closed doors and he happened to be having a bag of chips.
Throwback. I mean, I've had a lot of situations where I've been in late night establishments and musical instruments have been present, and I can neither confirm nor deny whether things have happened in chippers, and I was there. Likely that it was after midnight. I've had a few of them, and actually they've been really good, you know, getting free chips on the house and stuff like that. Back in the busking days, especially when we used to be busking loads in Dublin, we'd finish up late and we'd go off and have the fun and whatever, and then at the end of the night we'd end up in a chipper and we'd still have all of our instruments on our backs from the days of busking, and then sometimes people would ask us to play a tune. Sometimes we would get free chips and all sorts. It was great.
Salt and vinegar, side order of Hudson Taylor. Yes, please. Tell me about the new song, favourite song, kind of a love song, I guess, is it?
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a little bop. Alfie kind of came up with the concept of the song originally, and we finished it together. But it's essentially like comparing somebody who you love to your favourite song. And it has the added benefit of being able to be announced as by radio DJs as "This is my favourite song" by Hudson Taylor. And every time every time they announce it, so it's cool. Had a lot of fun recording it. We recorded the song out in Nashville. The whole album basically was recorded in Nashville. Again, another thing that just seemed so crazy and abstract, and something that you definitely just wouldn't be doing now. It wouldn't just be popping over to Nashville to record an album. But yeah, about this time last year, we were there and we were doing the whole album. That song was one of my favourites. It was it's one of those ones, if you heard the demo, you would not have expected where it ended up being. Like, it was just like this kind of acoustic-y, folky, folky demo, and then it turned out into this really nice bop. One of the ones that kind of makes you move, I think, on our album. One that has a bit of a dance to it, you know.
I think it's time we heard my favourite song. Would you introduce it, please?
Absolutely. It's Harry here from Hudson Taylor, and this is our new single, Favourite Song, on East Coast FM.
You are like my favourite song. You make me feel like I belong. And when I go to turn you on, I'm singing you the whole day long. You make me wanna jump up high. You make me wanna dance around. You make me wanna figure out whether we can be together, if it's gonna happen at all. You make me wanna miss the train. Maybe we can run away. You make me wanna contemplate whether we could be together, even if the sky's gonna fall. Song. You make me wanna celebrate. You make me wanna stay up late. Yeah, you make me wanna be a star. I don't wanna think about it, I just wanna be where you are. I was thinking about yesterday, and how every little word you say fills my aching heart with joy. To see you getting ready, cause we're going dancing tonight. Masterpiece, wanna play you on repeat. Tell everyone I meet, you are like my favorite song. You make me feel like I belong. When I go to turn you on, I'm singing you the whole day long. You are like my favorite beat. So let's go dancing in the street. Like I've known you all along. Just like my favorite song. Song.